This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Laying out these lawsuits filed in the EU, you name it, saying they admit in the studies that are even limited, this could sterilize women, cause autoimmune disorders, super dangerous, but there's still the systems doing this. They're moving forward. Dr. Boyle, continue, please.
Right. Well, I gave my analysis of the Gottlieb article to your assistant there, Daria, and you have my permission to post that analysis on your webpage. The other point about Gottlieb, you have to understand, first, this is in the Wall Street Journal. So all the movers and the shakers and the plutocrats understand exactly what the agenda here. It's the implementation of the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters by means of violating the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation with these Franken shots. Now, the other point to keep in mind about Gottlieb, he said, well, he's an associate there at the American Enterprise Institute. Right. AEI is a haven and a nest for the Straussian neocons from the University of Chicago, which we discussed before, where I was educated in their program. The Straussian neocons are all at AEI along with Gottlieb. And Strauss's sponsor and mentor in Germany was Carl Schmitt, the leading Nazi law professor of that benighted era, who justified every hideous atrocity Hitler and the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews, disabled, gay people, Roma, and, of course, all the Slavic people there in Eastern Europe were exterminated.
So it's a survival of the Finnish cult that came out of the Rockefellers and the British into the Nazis, back to us, and now it's here again.
Well, Alex, you started out your program here with me just saying 85 years ago, we were dealing with the Nazis. Well, we're dealing with them again, but they are now us, as Pogo said. We've met the enemy, and he is us. And so we are seeing a cabal of people with a Nazi mentality pursuing Nazi programs, not only in the development of the COVID-19, but then also with these Franken shots, there's no other word for it. And just read my analysis of the Gottlieb article in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, where he prioritizes who is going to be killed off first with these extremely dangerous messenger RNA shots. They're going to be the Untermensch, right, the useless eaters. That's exactly right. And then all the plutocrats there on Wall Street, read the Wall Street Journal, the banks, everyone else, they won't have to pay for them anymore. All those benefits that these people have gotten, the taxes they've paid, the hard work they've done, the greatest generation now sitting in nursing homes.
Just died. And all of that they admit. By saying all this medical stuff's not essential, the millions of dead, they admit, the Europe, the U.S. from non-treatment, the insurance companies are all getting the money with no service. See how that works?
Sure. It's all about big money and population reduction. Right. That's the article. And I just sent my analysis of that article to your assistant. And you can,
I agree. Let's recap it and go through how we stop it with our guest, Dr. Francis A. Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, straight ahead, pointing out that the Pfizer mRNA vaccine is a bioweapon, joining a lot of other scientists. If you think 2020 has been an insane and dangerous year, just wait until you see the year 2021. I'm Alex Jones. I started InfoWars, but I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now InfoWars is more important than ever because the general population of the planet is waking up to the fact that we've done our research and we've been dead on. That's why it's so important for those of you out there that have supported the broadcast and the websites and the films and all the rest of the information we put out to realize how important your work has been and to redouble your efforts. So I salute you and I thank you. Also, as Christmas is almost here, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing nutraceuticals that boost your immune system and make your life so much better overall for adults and children. Get great water filtration, air filtration that enriches your life. Books, films, t-shirts, survival gear, storable food, locket pockets, privacy pouches, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, thank you all for your support and Merry Christmas. God bless. With Alex.com. God bless. More segments with Dr. Francis Boyle, then your phone calls coming up next segment, ladies and gentlemen. But he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, contributed major to the UN World Law. He's saying it goes further than what Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and the big EU advisory board and the former chief scientist of Pfizer is saying, that this can sterilize you, this can give you autoimmune disorders, this can kill you. He's saying it's probably worse than that. I mean, this isn't even a vaccine. This is a system that reprograms your cells. It's just, and they're saying, hey, it may kill you, it may hurt you. They want us to all accept now this new system, and they're trying to say it's going to be mandatory, and airlines are going to make you do it. So we've got 9 minutes left in this segment. Dr. Boyle, lay it all out for people, because I was interrupting some of you. Did a great job, but just the whole spectrum of what this is and what you think America's response should be, what President Trump should do. But I think it's been bamboozled by this so far.
Well, I think we're going to have to resist these Franken-shots, sure, by all means. If you have parents in nursing homes, you're going to have to go in there and save them and make sure they don't get these shots. They're going to be killed off. The greatest generation, and indeed some of my generation now, the Woodstock generation, are in nursing homes. I hate to say it, but, you know, the senior citizens are most at risk here. And again, you started here with the Second World War. You know, it's December 8th. My dad went down to Marine Corps headquarters in Chicago and signed up for becoming the Marine Corps officer candidate to fight Japan. That is what we are in here. You were corrected in your opening statement. We are in, as I said before, Alex, World War III here. Against COVID-19 and now against these Nazi Franken-shots. Yeah, it's a full-scale attack, not on the wealthy people, not on the plutocrats, not on the people calling the shots, but all the rest of us. Right, and that's why I'm here today. Sorry I couldn't go on last week. I was tied up, and this is the first chance I've had since you asked me on. That's what is facing us as human beings and certainly as citizens of the United States of America, where this all came out of. COVID-19, the UNC, BSL-3, and now the FDA giving this completely bogus emergency authorization in clear-cut violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, which we've already litigated in the court-martial of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn for the experimental anti-biowarfare vaccines for anthrax and botulism. There is no vaccine that is going to work on COVID-19. Indeed, if you studied the matter, after Barrick and the rest of them developed COVID-19 there at the UNC BSL-3, they did not even bother to deal with a vaccine because they knew it wasn't going to work. And so they immediately moved into remdesivir. Okay, and we can discuss remdesivir all you want, but they knew a vaccine was not going to work. I don't see how any vaccine is going to work here with COVID-19. As you correctly pointed out, we've spent a generation trying to get a vaccine for cancer. We still don't have one. We know COVID-19 has HIV, DNA genetically engineered in there. We don't have a vaccine to prevent HIV. So, you know, this is pie in the sky. It is genocidal. And they're all making money out of it. Now, to be fair, Barrick apparently has just decided to get back into vaccines because there's money to be made. So, okay. But right after that was the case, they moved immediately into remdesivir. They did not move into a vaccine because I knew that I think they realized that it was hopeless. And by the way, now we're seeing on TV Gottlieb running around and trying to pawn off these vaccines. We are seeing a full court press across the board. If you go back to that tabletop exercise, October 2019, paid for by Gates, you will see that they've already planned to roll out their propaganda campaign here. That tabletop exercise is really a euphemism for a war plan and a war game. They didn't want to call it that, but that's really what it was. And when the
Pentagon right. And Trump's biggest failure is going along with Event 201 and buying into it, thinking it would fix the economy and end the lockdown. No, they now say, oh, the lockdown doesn't end, and it doesn't even Pfizer and Moderna have said, this probably won't protect you from infection and won't stop you spreading it. Well, what the hell kind of vaccine is that? When they're telling us, like you said on the show 10 months ago, you were on here 10 months ago or 9.5 months ago, and you said it will not work. How did you know that, Dr. Boyle?
By studying it. It's that simple. And based on previous experience with the anthrax and botulin vaccines and having dealt that with that at great length, in our defense of Captain Dr. Ewan Vaughn. And as a matter of fact, the court-martial there was so bad, afterwards I came out and had a press conference in front of satellite dishes, and I accused President Bush, Cheney, he was Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell, and Schwarzkopf of committing a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. That went out nationwide. It even went to the White House. I was told by a lawyer there they're all shaken up.
Well, then, let's be clear. It's not about credit. It's true. You did that. Others did that. You were at the tip of the spear then. That got those secret programs and programs canceled for a while. We need this again. They're trying to get everyone to stampede and beg for the vaccine, get everything waived by Trump. Trump's biggest failure was agreeing to this. I understand he was trying to counter Biden, but it's a horrible mistake Trump made. He's out right now pushing this damn warp speed. And, notice they try to hedge their bets. They go, oh, if there is death, it's because Trump sped it up. I think Trump's been set up by this, Dr. Boyle.
Well, let me go back. So after I had done this, then Senator Jay Rockefeller held hearings on the vaccines. And at the end of the hearings, he also agreed with me and publicly stated Bush and the rest of them had inflicted a Nuremberg crime on our own troops by forcing.
And so we need that again. So how important is what? Obviously, you probably need to help, Professor, you probably need to help Wolfgang Ludarg and this other Pfizer scientist because, you know, they're trying to file stuff. But with your expertise, they're doing the right thing, filing emergency injunctions. Is that accurate?
Well, I haven't read a lawsuit yet being filed in an American court, but yes, I'm willing to offer my services free of charge, as I did to Captain Ewan Vaughn, for any lawyers out there willing to enjoin the distribution of these vaccines, and especially to stop FDA. Right. They just have to contact me. And we can put something together.
Well, that's wonderful. But in closing, I want to thank you for your long service for humanity, not just America, Dr. Boyle. But seriously, every day there's two or three top microbiologists, heads of universities, head scientists, government advisors. Look at this guy. Top microbiologist says COVID vaccine, downright dangerous, will send you to your doom. This is on Fox News. I mean, everybody's warning except the big pharma crazies. It's like Deepwater Horizon when they ordered him to dump water into the hole instead of concrete. The engineer said it's going to blow up, and the executive said, I don't care, we'll save $45 million. I mean, these are crazy people. What are they doing?
This is a Nazi mentality, Alex. You've studied history. I've studied history. I told you I went through the exact same program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me, the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, Department of Government, specializing in international relations. And they gave me Kissinger's old office there at Harvard Center for International Affairs. That's what people like Kissinger are trained to do at Harvard. And by the way, Harvard was involved not only in the Wuhan BSL-4, Harvard is also listed on the UNC contract there with Barrett and the Beckley.
That's right. All the people running the cover-up and the rollout are the ones involved. Dr. Boyle, people can just Google your name, Dr. Professor Francis A. Boyle, find your books and more. Thank you so much. Amazing and powerful.
Well, thanks for having me on and to deliver this message to the American people.
Absolutely.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Utah right now being brainwashed that all whites are racist and America's bad. The guy's been in the military 20 years. I mean, Trump ordered that stop. They didn't stop it. They do what they want. That's why Trump is in so much trouble. That's why we're in trouble, is we have a mutiny going on. But here's the good news. People are waking up to it. Texas case breaks election wide open, turns tide to Trump's favor. Big article by Kit Daniels at InfoWars.com. The state of Texas saying you don't have a right to violate the Constitution and violate our voters. Because when you steal those states, you steal Texas voters. Damn right. Folks, we cannot let Joe Biden get in. He's a Chinese communist agent. Even if he won, I'd say he won, but he's illegitimate. But he didn't win. He stole it. And you've all seen the evidence. You don't need me to swear up and down to you that's the case. My God, I can't even cover it. It's like a freaking fire hose. Trying to drink out of a fire hose. I can get one cup of it, 2 cups, 10 cups. I'm just like, I mean, it's... They stole this out in the open, naked at high noon, man. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to George in Chicago. You're on the air.
Love you, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Love you, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the same way Trump exposed the fraud a couple days back, he's got to do the same with this. He's got to say, hey, we're a separate republic, and... you know, we have to actually stop this globalist communist takeover. And the way we're going to do that is Insurrection Act, whatever presidential tool he has at his disposal, he's got to do it now.
The FBI is not going to arrest any Chinese agents. They have all the evidence. He's going to have the states do it. Bold moves. He's going to have to just call out the American people and say, I need 10 million of you to come to D.C. We're not accepting this fraud. We want the arrest of Joe Biden. And it'll happen. They'll roll over. The minute we show power. The minute we show will, it's over.
Exactly. And at this point, you know, the general public, a good chunk of the general public has already been convinced that, oh, he's a dictator by the globalists. And at this point, it's not about reputation. If I'm Trump, I'm starting to crack balls here, you know. I'm going down swinging.
Well, here's the deal. It's not even going – all the cards are against them if we just finally go. Because all the libertarians are like, well, we can't declare martial law. I mean, that's illegal. We're already under globalist martial law through the bureaucracy, through the blue states. And so the common law says if you are under occupation and a foreign enemy's taken your cities and you've only got a few cities left, you don't follow the regular due law taking those cities back. It's a foreign damn enemy. You remove them. Then you reinstate the law. And of course we'll do that. Instead, oh no, we're being overrun by the globalists. Instead, they're going to lose everything because of people rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Thank you. Who's up next here? Debbie in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, all. Alex, I love President Trump, and I don't always agree with everything he does either. But I would have the ultimate respect for him if he appeared daily on InfoWars and Natural News and spoke about the current war we're in with China, the election fraud, the China virus fraud, and big pharma fraud.
No, I agree. He's just trying to look confident, keep the stock market up. We're in a total crisis. George Washington would level with the people, and he's still got 43 days to do it.
Well, we need to expose the truth. And when people have nothing else to lose,
you're crying because you're not scared, are you, Debbie? You're scared of what you're going to do, aren't you?
I'm not, and I've lost some family during all this. And I want to see people be strong.
I hear you, sweetheart. We love you. We appreciate you. And Trump's trying as good as he can. None of us are perfect. But this is one hell of a war. And, you know, they're trying to take America down. And it's just, generations are going to look back on this moment and ask what we did. It's just such an incredible time. Thank you so much for the call. Beautiful call. This is a big deal, folks. This isn't just another party getting power. I would care less if it was Democrats from 40 years ago. It's not. These are Chinese communist agents. They intend to gut our borders, bring in all the Islamic hordes. I mean, they're going to break us. You know that, right? The foot's never coming off your neck, folks. So giving in doesn't get you ahead. We were living off what other people did for decades. And now the gas is out of the tank, folks. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been home the longest? That would be Resistance in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm pretty excited. I mean, you're edge of my seat. What about you?
I'm hoping to get down. See, I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, but you know, it's nothing compared to what we're all facing here.
That's right, brother. What's your view on Trump and martial law and where we are? Because we're under globalist martial law. What are we going to do about it?
I was thinking if it's within Trump's purview to sanction a volunteer for the U.S. Marshals. This way, you know, just recruit us and we can carry out arrests, run protection for witnesses during hearings, lawyers, politicians.
Sure, the problem is to infiltrate that. I mean, he needs to. That's why he's going back to the military. I mean, we have Chinese agents, globalist agents. They've undermined us. And all we've got to do is arrest or go after a few top people. They're going to roll over, but we never fight back is the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, who would carry it out? That's what I'm thinking. The FBI.
Well, that's it. I mean, imagine we've had freedom and due process. We've had problems. But for so long, people don't know how to deal with foreign takeover. I mean, this is martial law shutdown, bankrupting the country. And our police are some of the best trained following orders out there. They're not going to save us. They're not leaders. It's up to us, and it's up to President Trump. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you – because, look, listen, they know we're awake. They know they've lost the people. So they're going to come in with gaslighting and oppression, the likes of which we've never seen. I mean, it's hell is waiting on the other side. That's all I can say.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm thinking of a way to really empower us to – carry this stuff out, you know, on our
own.
Well,
at a certain point, you know, look at Texas filing the lawsuits and look at other states need to say, we're not agreeing with this. And the states have a special legislative session and they have their own electors. We elect Trump. It's an exercise of power. We saw the fraud you did. We repudiate CNN and MSNBC. We're putting Trump in. It comes down to, what does Tony Montana say? There's two things in this world he won't break for anybody. It's his word and his balls. And there's one thing gives orders, and balls isn't about between your legs. It's about what's in your heart. It means that at a certain point, we've been getting pushed around forever. And so now we're about to get pushed over the edge of a cliff, and we don't finally say no. So it's up to the states to do it. Trump is surrounded. It's up to what Texas just did and others just did. All the states need to declare now for America against the Chi-Coms. What do you say?
Reclamation of independence.
Damn
change
right, brother.
The prefix from declaration to reclamation. Let's do it.
I agree with you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. One, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. And you know I predicted all this. It wasn't hard to do. I'm telling you, if you don't take action now, you're going to beg later you would have taken action. They get that piece of monster in there. They are going to slice us up 1,000 ways. Get ready for war. Stay with us. The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons of the planet by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations, themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers,
$1,000, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time, but they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the masks are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Jason Jones is a major author, major filmmaker, won international awards, the father of seven, grandfather of two, and he escaped the police state of Hawaii to come to Texas. We're glad to have him in Central Texas. And there's a lot of big events coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everyone go to D.C. now. I'm trying to get there Thursday for his event. Which I asked to be a part of, then I got a bunch of stuff going on. We're leaving Thursday to get there. But stop the CCP slave camps. Designate the CCP as a transnational criminal organization, which Trump's trying to do with bills that Apple is opposing, when Apple's on record running some of the worst slave camps in communist China. Now, imagine if Trump had 1,000 Muslim men in a camp and was taking their organs. I would say remove Trump because we can't become what we're fighting. But the Uyghurs are not offensively attacking. The Uyghurs are what I call, you know, really tame Muslims. But I don't care if they're Buddhists, Christians, agnostics, Catholics, whatever. You don't kill them. And this is a great evil and a great litmus test for the left that you don't hear a damn word. You've seen the video. A lot of you went viral, millions of views. They snipped out of me just pulling a guy's mask off. No, I was like, the Uyghurs, 3 million in slave camps, it's wrong. He was like, F you, laughing, going, come on down here. When I was up in the armored truck by the W Hotel where the mayor is, it's ordered lockdowns, but, you know, flies around with his family without a mask and has big parties. So I went down to talk to the guy, and he was being smart-ass, so I pulled his mask off. I should have done it. It was adrenaline, but I wanted to, like, let him know that he's not going to be anonymous. But the point was, he was making, you know, again, I'm going to kick your ass type motions and threats. But that, this makes me really mad that they claim they're so liberal and so loving all day, but this is a big deal. And so it's bad what's happening to the Uyghurs over there, but what does it say about our elites over here? So Jason Jones, movietomovement.com, thegreatcampaign.org, the Jason Jones Show, people can find it, Jason Jones. But tell us about the big event, the updates, what's happening to the Uyghurs. Thank God we're starting to learn about this. It's a big deal.
Alex, well, you and your audience have been the loudest voice in the world for the Uyghur and other people in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. December 10th is International Human Rights Day. The left proclaims to passionately care about human rights, although they've supported all of the major human rights abusers in the past century. But on December 10th, from 11 to 1, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. on Constitution Avenue. We're going to be there with Uyghurs, Kazakhs, the Tibetans, the Free Hong Kong Movement. We're going to march together against the CCP, which is the real virus. And, you know, it's not just that there's this horrible thing happening on the other side of the world. We now know, because congressional staffers have been calling the press, saying, why is Apple, why is Nike, why is Costco sending lobbyists into our office to weaken and gut the Uyghur Forced Labor Protection Act? And all this act says is if you have your product made in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, they just have to be certified that they were not made by forced slave labor. Why? Can you believe Nike is spending money on high-priced lobbyists to walk the corridors of power?
Well, that's why they fund Black Lives Matter, which calls for the end of the nuclear family, destroy black families, because it's all just their sick cover what they're really doing. These people are the modern Nazis.
No, they really are. And that's, Alex, you hit the nail on the head. What really scares me and why we're going to be there on December 10th, those concentration camps in Nazi Germany, there was a lot of death in those camps prior to 1943. But in 1943, after the Wannsee Conference, the concentration camps with death in them became death camps. Satellite footage, there is now satellite footage of crematoriums being built outside of these concentration camps. Look at this. If you're not going to cry, this is not going to break your heart. And you know what? I have products right here. Probably, I look at my phone, Alex. I look at my phone and I wonder, who looked at this phone? Who assembled this phone? Who put this phone in the box?
But at least you're thinking about it, and you're calling for the root of it to stop. Exactly. But again, for those who don't know, it's thousands of men out of the millions that are there being taken to be executed. This has all been confirmed by the Australian government research. And then whoever valiantly inside the Chinese government leaked the footage of this, of thousands of men every week organized, bandanas, you know, hoods over their heads before they're executed and their organs harvested.
Yeah, there are heroes within China fighting to get this information out. Han Chinese smuggling out this information of what's happening to the Uyghur. You know, our enemy is the CCP. The greatest victim of the CCP is, of course, the Chinese people. The greatest victims of ISIS were Muslims. And but we want to stand shoulder to shoulder with those heroes living in China, those heroes living in those concentration camps. We want to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. If we can break those brands, Nike, Costco, if we can force Apple to say, we support the Uyghur Slave Labor Protection Act, we are no longer.
And why would Tim Cook not do that? It's disgusting.
You know, you can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. You've been saying for now decades, this is a prison planet. You know, we are all in the same boat. And, you know, the plague of, they told us in the 90s when they were fighting to give China permanent most favored nation status, which they eventually did in 2000, that China would become more like us.
What we have seen is we are becoming more like China. And as you know, in Carol Quigley's book from the 60s, Tragedy and Hope, he talked about how China is really the model and the enemy to their aspirations is the American middle class. So,
and by the way, Xi Jinping was in an article a few months ago in the LA Times that was praising him about Xi Jinping, you know, the Chinese emperor, and how it was speeches of him saying, I will defeat American democracy. I will show them they are a failure. And, I mean, this is ridiculous.
You know, but what they don't count on, what the Chinese intelligence apparatus cannot count on, we saw the leaked professor with his speech. I didn't believe it was real. I sent it to my friends who are fluent in Mandarin, including my mother-in-law, who's Chinese. As she said, it's perfect translation, where they're bragging about how they have people highly placed in our political system. And now we know it just was in the media today being reported of another Chinese agent exposed. But they may have their instruments inside the DNC, even maybe inside the RNC and CNN and Fox News, the LA Times, New York Times. But what the anti-fragility, the strength of America, our robustness are those info warriors. It's all those independent journalists. It's those of us who refuse to comply, that we will resist. That's something that they can't really wrap their mind around. So we will win, but we have to be vigilant. We will not be defeated by the CCP. We will defeat the CCP. As Ambassador Sam Brownback said when he went to China last year, first thing he said when he got off the plane, he said, you're waging a war on religion. You will lose. Religion will win. And that's what we're going to see. We will defeat the CCP, but we have to look the dragon in the face. Congressman Scott Perry has a new bill that he just introduced to label the CCP as a transnational criminal organization. In fact, it is a transnational criminal organization. It should be labeled as such, and there should be severe penalties for anyone who works with the CCP in any capacity.
Yeah, I meant to start the show with this today. There's so much big news. These are huge sports stadiums full of people saying, we'll defeat America. We own them. Last week we played with their top sociologists at another Chinese communist meeting that was on national TV over there, but it's so controlled you don't see it here, saying, we will destroy America. It won't exist soon. We'll use the COVID lockdown. They'll never rebuild, but we're wide open. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, they're raping Africa. They're raping Iraq. I have friends in Iraq. We're building a school in Iraq right now. An Iraqi friend says that they watch how the Chinese treat their own labor as disposable. And we don't want to defeat China. We want to liberate China from the CCP. That's our goal. The CCP wants to destroy us. They want to do to us what they're doing to Africans, the exploitation, the destruction, what they're doing in the Middle
East. We're all connected, and anyone telling you what you do to somebody else doesn't come back on you is a liar. Whether we're Chinese, whether we're Anglo, whether we're African, we're all humans. This is evil. And now they're coming with their deadly vaccines that they admit are killing people. I've got all the news pouring in, where the UK announces, get ready for mass death. I mean, this is biblical, folks. This is pure human sacrifice being normalized. They hope the Stockholm syndrome, the public, when the deaths from the vaccines are so huge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Seriously trying to get out even earlier on Thursday so I can be at this, or maybe Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night, gosh. Stop the CCP slave camps. That is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., Constitution Avenue, First Street. The Chi-Coms hate this. They hate Tibetan activists. They hate Taiwanese activists, Hong Kong activists. You have that footage we were showing for TV viewers earlier of the bus with the political activists being taken away to re-education camps out of Hong Kong, their families begging and screaming. That's not coming. That's here. And so, Jason Jones, what would you call this period in history we're in right now? The quickening? Because, I mean, I used to say once a year, that's my biggest show ever. Now it's like every day. It just gets crazier. The news, Trump said my most important speech ever. The next day said this is even more important. I mean, it seems to be a quickening. What would you call this?
You know, I say it's a new axial age because I'm hopeful. I think that we're victorious. We're in a scramble right now. We're in the fight for our lives. We're in the fight for our posterity's lives. We're really in a struggle to save 3 million people from decimation in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. But I am hopeful. I believe that we're going to win and that on the other side of this can be a culture of life, love, and beauty, not through some dystopian ideology, but just through the simple respect for the incomparable dignity of the human person. For basic human respect, not grandiose ideas, not big plans, not ideologies, not neoliberal technocratic fantasies, but a renewed respect for the human person. And so and why I call it an axial age, you know, there was that one era where in a century we had Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Confucius and Buddha.
There's a huge awakening happening. That's why tyranny's trying to suppress it.
Yeah, it's maybe by the grace of God, I pray, the last gasp. That the great lies, the big lies, where I think, Alex, you probably lie in bed and say, I wish I was the kook they said I was. I wish that I was wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish that I was deluded. And I can't tell you how many people I hear say that Alex Jones is trying to tell us all the time. He's been trying to tell us for decades. And now it's here. And look, when you stare a dragon in the face, it's not that scary, but you have to look it in the face. We have to look it in the eyes. The CCP, the neoliberal elite, it's one dragon. Apple, Google, Nike. This is the same dragon. I mean, it is really tragic that when, you know, that we are actually, you and I have profited from this slavery, not unknowingly, unwillingly, but they lure us in. And meanwhile, we're decimating Americans and decimating whole communities that have just been wiped off the
And by the way, something I want to say to conservatives and Christians, because I see it in the comments at Bandot Video, it's minority people are like, the one good thing China's doing is getting rid of the Muslims. Just because Islam has radical groups that are out of control that attack us and kill us, we don't become like them. And the Uyghurs weren't doing that. They're doing it to Christians and Buddhists as well by the hundreds of thousands and the millions. And it's wrong for everybody. And those are children. And so we aren't who our enemy is. We stand up and set the damn standard. That's what America's supposed to do. It pisses me off that people sit there. I oppose radicalism. I oppose them, what they're doing. I will fight them. But it doesn't mean that I support the communist Chinese that are light years more evil than even some of the worst Islamists, feeding on those damn people that aren't even expansive or coming after anybody. It's wrong.
You know what I would say to them, Alex, is do you and I want to be judged by John Brennan's drone war that decimated thousands of children in Yemen and Pakistan? We don't want to
Obama
be judged.
Obama last week said, yeah, I killed a bunch of innocent people. I'm proud of it.
Heartbreaking. And you know, when I travel the Middle East and Iraq and Syria and Sudan and I talk to Muslims, I'm always amazed at how they differentiate between us and our government. And we need to be disciplined and do the same thing. You know, as a Christian, and I'm not a great Christian, Alex, you know, you pull that guy's mask off. You saw me get in a heated dispute on camera as well. I say, I know you're made in the image of God until you cut me off in traffic. And then, you know, I forget. But we have to just be really disciplined. Our country was founded on the truth of the human person. We're the only country in the history of the world founded on anthropology that recognizes that we have an inalienable right because we are creatures made in the image and likeness of God. We can get on Elon Musk's rocket, fly in any direction for all eternity and never see anything as beautiful as our neighbor. That's the truth of the human person. These Uyghurs are human beings. With an incomparable.
Well, that's for sure. What we let happen to them will happen to us. This is a test. What we do for them and the unborn and others is an absolute, is what's going to come back on us.
That's true. I mean, that is the sorrowful truth because what Bishop Fulton Sheen said after Roe versus Wade, he was an Emmy Award winning, he had a television show in the 50s that he won Emmys. He said that what Roe v. Wade did, is it taught us that there was no limits to our desires and our wants and that anything and everything would be possible. And now we're suffering the consequences with euthanasia, assisted, this Xavier character that Biden has now tapped is an adamant supporter of euthanasia.
Killing babies after they're born. And that's the thing, folks. If we don't value other people, no one's going to value us.
You know, and that's why I love the pro-life movement, Alex Jones, because, you know, when you stand with the vulnerable that no one else will stand with, you're reminding them the truth about who they are. When you wrestle with that, whether it's a tough issue, and I acknowledge abortion is a very tough issue, when you wrestle with an issue like that, you come to understand the incomparable beauty of the human person, you change how you see yourself, not just how you see the dignity of the child in the womb. It changes how you see the Uyghur. How you see
well, that's it.
Media.
I value my children. I value myself. I value them. We are all connected. And the minute we start not valuing people, we've devalued ourselves.
Yeah. When I hear of a U.S. drone strike that Obama ordered that killed 36 women in one village, true story, I think of all of the women in my wife's community, in our homeschool co-op. I think of all of them. When I hear of children dying in a drone strike, I think of my love for my child. And of course they love their children the same as we love our children. Their hearts break. They're addled with sorrow and despair, the same way that the victims of 9/11 are addled with sorrow and despair every day of their life. I work with Christians fighting Muslim oppression in Nigeria. I work with the Muslims standing up to the CCP in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. I work with the Yazidis who feel oppression and discrimination coming on them from every level. In the United States, we have to fight with our own family to acknowledge the dignity of our own children in the wombs of their mothers. But that's what I think the gospel is, the gospel of human life.
Well, that's really what America's credo is, and especially the armies is battling, you're in the army, is battling for the oppressed. And the minute we don't do that, we lose all value, we fall apart, and then there's nothing left. Civilization is a social contract on valuing each other and being strong, and it produces prosperity. And every time we have prosperity, people get spoiled, they become decadent, we forget what made us great. An amazing event coming up. What's the best website for folks to visit, Jason Jones, to help coordinate, even if they can't go to D.C. for this Thursday morning? How do folks promote this?
If you go to, there's the event. It's going to be at Constitution Avenue on First Street. If you go to the Jason Jones Show, our podcast, I just interviewed the Prime Minister of Occupied East Turkestan. And in the show notes, we have all the information there. You can share that. That's a beautiful meme that our friend Ali Alexander created, this graphic. And, you know, Alex, when you wore the dopa, the hat of the Uyghur, when you wore that, my friends from in Turkey that work directly with those in China, in occupied China, East Turkestan, they said that image of Alex Jones with that dopa, it reached into the camps. And you cannot imagine what it means to people who are on the edge of despair to know that a man that can reach millions of folks, that you broke the internet last week, that you've taken their cause on as your cause, you are breathing hope into people that really live on the edge of despair. And all those info warriors that are taking this cause as their cause, you're rocking the world, you're changing the world. And as someone I've worked with the Uyghur for years and years now, it means the world to me. Just from this show, Alex, your show is probably double the amount of people who are aware of the plight of the Uyghur. It's so horrible. They're harvesting organs. No one believes that.
Well, it's not even about credit. How scary is it that InfoWars is one of the only places in your work? This should be everywhere and how evil Apple is. That's why I almost punched that guy, quite frankly. But he was just making fun of us. I was like, you care about it? He was like, yeah. He was like laughing about it. That's why I got out of the armored vehicle to go over there. But listen, Jason, regardless, I'll see you in D.C. We love you. We appreciate you. Paul Watson's about to take over. But it brings tears to my eyes. Just think about my stupid face with a hat on, making folks feel good. But that shows you how desperate they are, with no solidarity and no support in living hell. And that we're aligned with the most evil country the world's ever seen. It makes me physically sick. All right, look, I know I got loaded phone lines. I've tried to get them all. I'll try to get to a couple of them here. Then Paul Watson takes over in about 6-7 minutes. But wow, Jason Jones. All right, the War Room's coming up in an hour as well. Infowars.com and fan.video. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.